Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Outlier Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conlon, and I've got a bonus episode for you today that I wanted to get out as soon as possible for a number of reasons. Number one, the arrest affidavits in the kidnappings and murders of the missing moms, Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly, were revealed. And again, we do not have confirmation from the authorities 100% that the bodies found were theirs. But they are fairly certain, and they said with certainty that there is no chance that Veronica and Jillian are alive. God rest their souls. I expect that by the end of the week, we will have confirmation and cause of death, if not sooner. And these affidavits are terrifying. They are terrifying to read. I just couldn't have imagined in my wildest dreams what I was going to read about Tiffany Adams, grandma to Veronica Butler's children and her ex's mother, and Tadbert Cullum, her boyfriend and farmer, and friends Cole and Cora Twombly. And I really hope the OSBI is protecting the Twombly's daughter, who essentially was the one who helped lead law enforcement in making these arrests. So I want you all to picture those horrifying mugshots, the mugshots that were straight out of a Rob Zombie movie. Well, those people, along with a few others, they call themselves God's misfits. You heard me. And the definition of a misfit is a person whose attitude sets them apart from others in an uncomfortable way. They thought of themselves as this anti-government group doing God's work. And they had weekly meetings at the Twombly household and the household of people named Lacey and Barrett Cook, who were said in the affidavit to have kept Veronica's children the night before the kidnapping and the murders. Ugh. I also want to point out that per the state of Oklahoma, all four people charged could face the death penalty. They were all charged with 2 counts of murder, kidnapping, and a count of conspiracy. So these affidavits are all similar, if not the same. I haven't gone through every single one word for word, but I will read you a portion that has haunted me. And I'll also say there is another name of a man named Paul, and he was said to be at the location with Adams and Cullum, but he has not been charged. So I do not want to speak to that yet until I have additional information. But listen to this. Quote, on April 3rd, 2024, OSBI interviewed blank blank, age 16 years. This is the daughter of Cora Twombly and Kobe White. Cora is married to Cole Twombly. The daughter stated that she had overheard group conversations related to Butler not protecting her children from her brother and a reference to an SA allegation. She advised that she was told by Cora that Adams, Cullum, Cora and Cole, and Paul Grice were involved in the deaths of Butler and Kelly. She stated that Adams provided burner phones to use so they could communicate without using their personal devices. She saw two burner phones charging on Cora's nightstand in her bedroom. She described Cora, Cole, Adams, Cullum, and Paul as being part of this anti-government group that had a religious affiliation. Through OSBI investigation, they learned that they call their group God's Misfits. Regular meetings are held weekly at Twombly's and the home of Barrett and Lacey Cook. She was told on March 29th, 2024, that Cora and Cole wouldn't be home in the morning when she woke. They were going to be going on a mission. When she woke at approximately 10 a.m., Cora and Cole were not home, but came home around noon. They left and returned in the same vehicles, and she was told to clean the interior of the Chevy pickup. She had asked Cora what had happened and was told things did not go as planned, but they would not have to worry about Butler again. She was told that Cora and Cole blocked the road to stop Butler and Kelly and divert them to where Adams, Cullum, and Grice were. She asked about Kelly and why she had to die and was told by Cora that she wasn't innocent either, as she had supported Butler. She asked Cora if their bodies were put in a well, and Cora replied something like that. She also disclosed that there were other attempts to kill Veronica during February of 2024. According to her, the plan was to throw an anvil through Veronica's windshield while driving, making it look like an accident because anvils regularly fall off work vehicles. Veronica Butler never ended up leaving the house that day. End quote. That is all I'm going to read for now because it's just so chilling, so sad, and so scary. And this is still a developing story, so we don't know all of the details yet. And I cannot imagine Jillian and Veronica, what they were experiencing and what their last moments were like. I mean, I'm getting choked up as I talk about it because it's just so unfair. And I want to add that Tad Cullum, he dug a hole. He rented equipment and dug a hole in the land he owned, and then he filled it with hay. And then on March 23rd, after searching on her phone as to where to buy a gun, Tiffany Adams picked up stun guns. So I am putting all of this information out there, and I do not want to disrespect the families at all. I don't want to do that whatsoever. So I want to be sensitive about this, but what these women went through, again, I cannot imagine. And I'm so curious about Paul Grice and Lacey and Barrett Cook and why they haven't been charged. So I will be looking into that, but this whole thing just makes me want to sob and vomit at the same time. And locals have said there are more of these quote-unquote God's misfits in town. So I really do hope that the Twombly's daughter is protected. So I will do my best to keep everyone updated on this story. Okay, let's get to the next story. This is really interesting. So I had an interview this morning with Dog the Bounty Hunter, and you either are a huge fan of him or maybe you've never heard of him, but he is a really interesting guy. So he has a new book that's out today, and it's called Nine Lives and Counting, A Bounty Hunter's Journey to Faith, Hope, and Redemption. And I've linked that out in the episode notes, so if you want to buy it. And we have a great interview. Like, I was completely planning on promoting his book and talking about his faith, which I totally enjoy talking about. And I wanted to know about when he busted Nick Cage out of jail. I love Nick Cage, and so does my husband. And then I just was like, all right, you know what? I want to go out on a limb here, and I want to bring up the case of Sebastian Rogers. And he knew nothing about this case. Absolutely nothing. And what he had to say was just so incredibly intuitive. So just get ready for that. I'm going to play our interview and then I'm going to close us out.
Well, congratulations on 9 lives and counting.
Oh, thank you so much. And you do pop culture, I see. Oh, yeah. Instagram too. Aloha.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. You know, it's interesting. I have pivoted a bit into crime as well. And so when I saw that you had this book out and you were doing some interviews, I was like, oh my goodness, I have to talk to him. So it's perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And now, listen, I've been a writer for over 40 years. So if you ever need me to come back and talk about that, I love talking about crime. Okay. So,
oh yeah.
And I know because I've arrested over 10,000 fugitives. So if you ever need me to, you know, to bump you up, I will.
I mean, honestly, like I would be honored and I would love that. And I do want to ask you something about a specific case, but first I do want to get to you. I want to get to your book. I want to see how you're doing right now, how everything's going in your life, because this book, I mean, you know, you talk about your faith and your journey and everything that you've been through. So tell me about that.
Well, you know, I'm a faith-based guy and always have been. I had a couple, you know, backsliding moments in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And I'm old enough to realize that the closer I walk to God and to Jesus, the better everything gets. Mm. And, you know, I've been there and done most everything. So there's a couple things that I will never have never done. But the book goes into, you know, why you call dog and why you're a bounty hunter and, you know, the deaths that I've had in my family and my daughter, my mommy, Beth, mm-hmm. how I met Francie. God put us together in a miraculous, unbelievable miracle way. And the book publishing company had to verify every single story. So, wow. You know, it was not easy to write this, and I didn't write it. You speak to a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
And she wrote it, and then Francie, you know, supervised me, right? So, mm-hmm. but it basically talks about, you know, my walk with Jesus and my faith and how that has changed my whole life.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, that's really good journalism right there. I love that you just said they had to literally fact check everything that you stated, everything you said, because that just makes this book so much more authentic and so, you know, so much more interesting. And, you know, the thing about faith, I believe, is that we all, I mean, I, you know, I'm a Christian. Everybody who hears me talk is probably like, shut up, Lauren, we know. But I truly believe
right.
that when, you know, when we do veer off the path, God's path or Jesus's path, we're all sinners. We're all human beings. I sometimes feel that God does that to us or for us for a reason. So when we get back on his path, it's that much better and that much more effective. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And amazing you say that, Lauren. And you know, good, you're a woman of the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I'm getting healed, a hip that's like tore, right?
Yeah.
So last week we were in Washington speaking, and, you know, I took this prednisone or something, this steroid to help it go away.
Prednisone,
and
yeah.
It went away, and I'm like, yeah, prednisone. And I'm like, okay, let's think about this stuff, and how cool is dog, and da-da-da-da-da, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the next day it wore off, and I'm like, And then I'm like, God, in Jesus' name, please heal this. And I heard God say, oh, back to me now. Huh?
Yes!
And, you know, I'm like, oh, man, is that why some people have pain?
Yeah.
Is that, but, you know, no, it is just, you know, it's great, isn't it, Lauren, to be Christ-like? I mean, it is like incredible.
Yeah. No, I get it. And you know, you make a lot of sense there. And I'm just laughing because so many people, who, you know, claim they're Christian, whatever. It's that whole thing where it's like some people only pray when they need God. And, you know, I'm also working on this other case. I have this other podcast. It's investigative out of Tennessee, where, you know, the dad is the only witness to his son's death. And the 911 call, dog, is just so horrible. And this man claims to be a man of God. And not once does he pray on this 911 call. Not once. He just says, oh God, oh God, oh God. And like, it's just like, wouldn't you just start praying if you're on this for, you know, it's so odd. But I want to ask, you know what I mean? God, yeah, I know you get it.
God will give you that discernment, Lauren, that you feel it. You know, if there's an old Marine saying, if it looks like a duck and it quacks, it is a duck.
Yep.
When God gives you that discernment that you know, because as a you know, a Christ follower, we get certain gifts that no one else gets.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we start following Jesus, we get those gifts and we get the ones we ask for. So you, I can see, have, you know, the gift of discernment. So you discerning that right there, that yeah. Dad knows more than what, you know, is seen by the naked eye. You know what I mean?
100%. And I mean, you're saying that just based on what I've said. I've had actual forensic deception statement analysts actually conclude that. So that's really interesting that you just said that. I want to ask you something specific because I just love Nicolas Cage. I just want to know your experience in busting him out of jail.
Well, you know, a lot of it was confidential, but I could say as much as I like.
Yeah.
My attorney said, you know, of course, he's one of my favorite actors also.
Yes.
And he was accused of domestic violence and, you know, later found innocent. But mm-hmm. the cop said, you know, you're under arrest. He's like, do you know who I am? Right.
Because
you know, inebriated.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and they took him down. And then in I forget what state it was, but most states are the same now. If you go in Friday after 5 o'clock, you stay till Monday. Especially
no.
on a domestic violence charge. Yes.
I didn't know so that.
It was 2 minutes to five. And a lieutenant female answered the phone.
Uh-oh.
And I said, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter. You got Nicolas Cage. She's like, yeah, I got him right here. And I said, Lieutenant, you know how you guys are about time. She goes, Dog, you got 120 seconds to get a bond here right now. And I had 11 seconds left. Bing, and the bond hit.
Whoa.
So, and you know, Nicolas now has quit drinking, quit beefing with his wife. Mm-hmm. You know, he is, so many celebrities are turning to God. You notice that?
I did.
So many sports guys, Justin Bieber turned, so mm-hmm. many. It used to be just that boxer that you saw. Yeah, me and Jesus, Jesus is good Lord. You know, the guys have.
Oh, wait, you mean George Foreman or?
Well, a lot of them. It used to just be boxers.
Yeah.
And now it's football guys and basketball, hockey. There's so many actors, you know, man, there's so many people. And the Bible says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Oh, so, God, I just got chills. I've been talking about this with my kids lately because they keep saying, when's Jesus coming back? And okay, this is going to sound, you're going to think I'm a wackadoo now, and probably so are my listeners. But no, in the Roman times, I just want to be clear. I'm not bashing anyone that's trans, you can do whatever you want. I'm just saying when the Romans, you know, they were dressing like women, there was the fall of the empire. That's when it all started. And now you saying this, all these celebrities are coming out with their Christianity. I'm like, oh my gosh, is the world ending?
Right. And one of my daughters are gay. And you know what I say?
Mm-hmm.
What did Jesus say about the gays?
I don't think anything really.
Anything.
Yeah.
So that's what we should say. Nothing.
Yeah. And that's how I am. Yeah. That's totally how I am.
But on the other hand, what did Jesus say And what, as America, every religion, the holiest day of the year is Easter.
Mm.
The rise, the day that Jesus rose from the dead. We celebrate that day.
Right.
And what is America doing? And you know who in America did it? Kaka.
Okay, so, yeah. No, go. I just want to say, so I saw when, you know, the day that they had said it's the trans day of visibility or something like that on Easter, everybody was up in arms. I thought to myself, okay, well, to be fair, Easter is on a different date every year, but this is a bit contentious because I believe Jill Biden also said they couldn't have religious symbols on the Easter eggs for the children. So I was just like, listen, at this point, I feel politically homeless because I don't understand anything anymore. You know, I thought I did at one point, but I just can't, I don't get it. So I'm like, you know, it's.
Francie, don't like me to get into politics, but I will tell you this. The Bible says some people are given over to a reprobate mind.
Mm.
And there ain't nothing we can do. Jesus says, kick the dust off your feet as a witness against them and move on.
Wow. Yeah. I wanted to bring to your attention, it's been driving me crazy. I've been covering this case. Nancy Grace has been covering it. It's been on the national news for a little over a month, but there is an autistic boy missing out of Tennessee, 15 years old, hasn't taken his medication. And it's very odd, dog. I mean, they have searched thousands of miles. They've had drones. They've searched waterways. It's insane. I mean, there's volunteers, no trace of him on camera. Allegedly no dogs have picked up his scent. What gives?
Well, I can only say by the years of investigating, same thing. Usually a family member had done something. Mm-hmm. You know, usually there is a trash dump ground nearby or a lake. Lie detector tests don't work. Well, they do use them. They don't work on certain individuals. I think the parents, anybody close to him, take a lie box. If they volunteer, okay, I'll take it. Then, you know, they take it, they pass. Well, it doesn't matter anyway. Yeah, uh-huh. So where you start with autistic kids is the family members. Because it's hard to raise an autistic kid. It is hard, quadruple hard, than a kid that is not autistic. So start with the family. And Nancy Grace, I never met her, but she used to speak at the Bail Bonds Convention for us. And that happened to be that day I was sick. But she's a very good investigator. So she usually comes up with stuff, you know. But I would say there's a family member or even a neighbor that is just, you know. And they'll, how young is the boy?
He's 15.
Yeah, so without leaving a site, that means somebody, you know, dumped him somewhere. And it's very sad. There's a show on A&E called 48 Hours.
Yeah.
And after 48 hours, 90% of people missing, age, gender, and all that, have been killed. So when you find nothing, and you know, like dogs don't get a scent, mm-hmm. bloodhounds and all that, every single time the person is passed away or they've been killed and disposed of.
I kept on trying to interrupt you because I actually could not believe that you don't know this case and you stated all of that. I mean, if you have time, everything you just said is what has made this case so contentious. The stepdad and the mom are being looked at because they did not speak out on the news asking people for help with their child for about 7 days. The stepdad appears to have some odd language. They actually left for a while, the second or third week of the search. And then as far as the lie detector test goes, mom already took a polygraph. Uh-huh. Allegedly, and I was on the Nancy Grace episode. I was on the panel when she asked stepdad to take it. He challenges her with this phrase and says, name the time and the place. And then all of a sudden, the TBI, or per him, the TBI says, oh, you're not allowed to take it. Well, what? This doesn't make sense. And then it's such a mess. I cannot believe you said that.
Let me tell you, you can Google this to find it out. You know, okay. Google is sometimes everyone's worst enemy. If you take a Valium,
yeah,
one blue Valium.
Mm-hmm.
If you drink a certain downer, you can pass any lie detector test because it slows your heart down a little bit.
Yep, beta blockers, benzos. Oh, trust me, we discussed this.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And you said the landfill or the dump site. Oh, they already checked a Kentucky landfill because that's where the trash goes in Tennessee. And according to one of the guys that dumps the trash or something, he felt something, and that's what indicated or was an indication that maybe they should go look there. So they did, and they didn't find anything. And that's why I got chilled. I'm like, God, you're good. Like, you literally didn't even know this case. After this, or when you're done your interviews, you should look up Sebastian Rogers. You're going to be like, holy crap.
Okay, that was Dog the Bounty Hunter. Can you believe he said all of that? I really cannot believe it. I was like, wait, I felt so bad. I was like jumping and interrupting him, but I was like, oh my gosh, are you sure you're not researching this right now? And he did not at all. So he gave me his personal email, which is why the interview ended so abruptly. I'm sorry for that. And also the PR rep on the phone was like, hey, you got to hurry up. You only had a certain amount of time. So I will be reaching out to him for help, and I will keep everybody posted. So thank you again for listening. I know my content has been very intense lately, but if you like this podcast, don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple or wherever you listen. I'm Lauren Conlin. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.